You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God's perfect love for us was unveiled through Jesus. No more in week 4 of Past Perfect.
Okay, ito na po yung last part ng ating 4-week series, Past Perfect. Week 1 po, pinag-usapan natin, the perfect redeemer. Sinabi po natin na Jesus was the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. Kaya po yung pagkain kinakanta na natin, yung pag narinig mo yung kantang Kordero ng Diyos, talagang may meaning na sa'yo. Because Jesus was that for us. He took the sin of the world. Okay? He's the perfect Lamb of God. Okay? Sinacrifice siya ni God for us. And then we talked about perfect mediator or the priest that represents us before God. And that's so amazing. That is why, because of what Jesus has done for us, because He is our perfect mediator, we do not have to be afraid to come before God. We do not have to be fearful, but we can come boldly, fearlessly, okay, with confidence to come before God and say whatever that we need, okay, and be honest with God because we have a perfect mediator. And last week, we talked about the perfect substitution, that Jesus took our place. Interesting nga, pagka merong mga sports, di ba? Pagka yung nagsasub, pagka merong substitution, ano yung ginagawa mong body language pagka magsasub ka, di ba? Yung cross, di ba? Kino-cross mo yung arm mo. You know, that's what we're really saying is that when we ask Jesus to be our substitute, or we're saying, Jesus, I cannot do this life alone. Jesus, I cannot make myself acceptable before the Father. I need you to substitute for me. Yun po yung ginawa ni Jesus. Okay? And today we'll be talking about the perfect man. The perfect man or the last Adam. Why do we need Jesus to come as the perfect man? Well, to give you, you know, some illustrations, because there are things in our lives, even in our own lives, okay? Meron pong mga ginagawa tayo, mga decision na naaapektuhan po yung kapwa natin. Have you noticed that? Every decision we make doesn't just affect you. Kapag married ka, the decision that you make does not just affect you, but it affects your relationship with your spouse, it affects your relationship with your children. Okay, lalo na pag major yung decision na ginawa mo, all of the sudden, nagising ka sa umaga, and then bigla kang bumili ka ng bagong BMW. Di ba? I'm like, wow, I just feel this. And then you bought it with the money you do not have. Di ba? Yung decision na will have an effect not only on you, but also in your entire family. Kasi hindi na mag-aaral yung mga anak mo sa wala na kayong kakainin. Nandun na lahat sa BMW. Because what you do is parang may domino effect yan eh. The decision you make, maybe simple, maybe iba naman, simple lang, no? Simpleng decision lang kung ano lang kulay ng susuot mong araw na to. Kung araw lang to, anong susuot mong pantalon, anong klaseng pantalon. You know, there are some things like that. Hindi masyadong malaki yung effect, pero meron pa rin sa iba. Di ba? Yung pagkaya may mga kagayang preacher na kagaya ko, nagsusuot pa ng fitting na pantalon, di ba? Parang skinny jeans. Pastor, parang naiilang po kami. Di ba? May dominant effect yan. Di ba? Meron pa rin. Even those little things. Pero napansin nyo ba, you know, last week I heard, no, last Friday po, nagkaroon po ng Carmageddon. Carmageddon? Ano, yung pong heavy traffic papunta sa airport? 8 hours! Grabe, because sa ginagawa na Skyway, na traffic ng gusto for 8 hours. Imagine, pupunta ka ng airport. Yung iba nga daw po, nag-pedicab na lang eh. Kasi hindi na umuusad. Talagang Carmageddon ang tawag nila. Talagang grabe, hindi na umuusad yung mga sasakyan. Pero yung mga decisions na gano'n, no, those little decisions, big decisions, when you really think about it, merong effect sa other people. Eh. Merong ripple effect, di ba? And that's exactly what happened in the Old Testament. What Adam did in the Old Testament actually affected all of us. Yung simple decision that he made, okay, to follow his own desire and not to listen to what God said, affected each and every one of us. And because of that, naging imperfect po tayo. Di ba? Nagkaroon ng imperfection. That is why, kaya pag iniisip mo ngayon, lahat po ng tao, all of us have common problem. Lahat po tayo imperfect. And that is why, whenever we hear things that will make us more beautiful, more handsome, more better looking, di ba lahat yan tinitira natin? Di ba kaya saksakan ng dami mga pampaganda, pampaayos, di ba? Kasi because every new thing na pwede kang mag-look perfect, di ba? Ginagawa na because we all have the same problem. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Di ba maganda yan? Maganda yan. Ha? Gawa ni God yan, okay? Akala nyo naman, hindi. Totoo yan. When you think about it, really, when we think about it, kaya kailangan natin, you know, all of us have the same problem. All of us. We're all damaged. We're all sinful. We're all broken. That is why whenever we hear something new that would kind of help us to be better, we want that. And that is why kailangan po natin yung perfect man. Kailangan natin yung last Adam. We need to understand why did Jesus have to come and be a perfect man for us? Why? It's because we became imperfect. Makikita po natin yan. So, in order for us to understand that, magbabasa po tayo sa Book of Romans. Okay? Book of Romans, napakaganda mong book nito. Meron po kayong book na gusto nyong basahin at gusto nyong lalong lumalim yung inyong pundasyon sa inyong pagkakakilala sa Panginoon at sa inyong pananampalataya sa Kanya, basahin nyo po yung Book of Romans. Because it will really help you. It will help you understand who you are in the Lord and what Christ has done for you. And grabe, kahit anong bagyo dumaan sa buhay mo, pag naiintindihan mo yung sinasabi ng Book of Romans, talagang, yun nga, maging strong ka, di ba? Iisipin ko, may joke sana ako, pero huwag na lang. Baka hindi lumipad eh. Okay? Ang ganda na lang yun. Can we all stand? Can we all read God's Word today? We'll be reading from Romans, okay, chapter 5, verses 12 through 18. Ito po, yung Romans chapter 5. Pag binasa po natin yan, maganda basahin mo yung buong chapter. Ano po nito, ang context nito is justification. Okay, mamaya explain ko po ano yun. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, say one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men, say all men. Hindi lang po lalaki yun, natayo po lahat yun. Because all sinned. For sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type or a pattern of the one who was to come, talking about Jesus. But the free gift, say free gift, is not like the trespass, for if many died through one man's trespass, much more, say much more, have the grace of God and the free gift, say free gift, by the grace of that one man, Jesus Christ, abounded for many. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin. For judgment following one trespass brought condemnation, but the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more, say much more, will those who received abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. And last verse, therefore, as one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you today. Thank you for your word. Pray that you would help us understand what you want us to grasp today, and so that we'll be able to apply it in our lives, so, Lord, so that we'll be able to walk this Christian life with victory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. So, past perfect, perfect man. Because when we understand this, kasi importante maunawaan natin that when Adam was created, he was created by God in his own image. He was perfect. Okay? So, ang tatanungin natin, why is the need for a perfect man? Bakit kailangan pa natin si Jesus? Why do we need Jesus as the perfect man? Titingnan po natin yan. Let's go to 1 Corinthians first, and then we will go back to Genesis to really understand kung ano ba talaga yung nangyari. 1 Corinthians 15:45 says, so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. Became a living being. This was when God created Adam. Actually, this text was taken from Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord God made Adam from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. And that's the first time that God created Adam. Adam was just a dust, okay? From dust, God created him. And God molded him and God put in life into him and he became a living being. Can you imagine this? Adam, the first man, the You know, the first Adam, he was in relationship with God. Di ba, ang sarap ng buhay niya. Imagine, naglalakad siya, kasama niya si God. Every single day. Kasama mo si God. Imagine, wala kang problema. Lahat ng kailangan mo nandun. And everything that you need in life is there, provided for you. Anong masarap dun? Yung presensya ng Panginoon was there with you. How many of you enjoy the worship time natin? Di ba? Na-enjoy niyo yung presence ni God? Di ba? Yung parang pagkatapos ng worship, you know, when you're worshiping, parang gusto mo, Lord, okay na ako. I'm already filled up. I can face the world again. Di ba? Ganun ang ginagawa ng worship sa atin. But can you imagine, Adam, the moment he opened his eyes, the presence of God was there. Nandun na kagad yung presensya ni God. And then, nandun yung presensya ni God, yes. Pero minsan, kahit na nandun yung presensya ni God, nung tumalikod si God for a while, what happened? Okay, marami po sa atin, natutuwa tayo, nandito tayo sa Sunday service, no? Tuwan-tuwa ka kasi nandito yung presensya ni God, pero minsan, naiidlip ka, no? Bigyan mo nakakalimutan, nasa na ba ako? Diba? Kasi, so, wag po tayong iidlip, alright? Kasi nangyari kay Adam, biglang, lumingon lang si God, nawala si Adam, biglang iba na yung ginawa niya. Diba, chapter 3, what happened to chapter 3? Yung presence ni God was there. God was with him every day. God was walking alongside with him. You know, God gave him the power and the authority to name things, di ba? Niname niya yung mga animals. Nakakita siya ng isang malaking bagay doon sa dagat na umangat yung ilong. Okay? Sabi niya, ah, that's a hippopotamus. Di ba? Tapos nakakita naman siya isang that's an eagle. Niname niya lahat, di ba? Yan ang lupit noon, di ba? Ang ganda ng relationship ng God. The presence of God was there. And yet, when the enemy came in chapter 3 and planted a seed of mistrust and questioned the character of God, all of the dozen, this serpent came and said to Eve, did God really say? Did God really say? Tapos, not only that, he said, you will not surely die. Di ba kinuwestiyon niya na lahat and everything? Because all of a sudden, Adam and Eve decided to disobey God. To disobey a simple one rule that God gave them. Thinking that God was withholding something good from them. Di ba ganito yung enemy sa atin? Have you noticed that when you sin against God? Naniwala ka sa kasinungalingan ng enemy. Di ba he still does the same thing? He will tell you, you know, medyo may edad ka na. Kahit sino pwede na. And then you realize, teka muna, that's not right. Di ba? Naranasan niyo ba yun? Not only with men, you know, with everything. Yung mga compromises and sin, that's exactly what the enemy would do. He would lie to you and accuse God and His character and telling you, alam mo, may winiwidhold si God sa'yo. You know the reason why you're not successful today? Because God is not on your side. Ilang beses ka na nag-try mag-business, no? Ba't palagi nagpapalpak? And then you would try to do things. And then all of a sudden, the enemy, you know, you start believing the enemy more than what God is saying. God told them, do not eat from any, you know, you can eat from any tree in the garden except for that one tree in the middle. That's all. But they forgot all about that. And ate. What happened? Nagkaroon ng curse. What happened was, all of the sudden, they sinned against God, and then God was walking in the garden looking for Adam. Adam? Before, pag lumalakad si God, ganitong sitwasyon. Adam? And then si Adam tumatak po, yes, God! How are you, God? Yeah, God, you're okay. Okay. No. This time, God was calling, Adam? Adam? And then Adam was, God, nandiyan ka na? And all of a sudden, he was hiding. He was hiding from God. Not only did he hide from God, and then he said to God, God, I'm afraid. I heard you coming. And I was afraid. Me afraid. And why are you afraid? Because I'm naked. I'm naked. And God said, who told you you were naked? What did they do? They tried to fix something, di ba? Kinover nila yung sarili nila, and then they hid from the very tree that caused them to fall. Isn't that what we do all the time? Kaya pag nagkakasalan tayo kay God, tumatakbo tayo away from God, and dun tayo tumatakbo dun sa pinagkakasalaan natin. Hello? And that's exactly what happened here. Because of the fall, because of that sin, Adam, who was created by God, okay, nagkaroon ng problema. The relationship was broken. The curse came in. And they felt alienated. They felt condemned. Pero God was giving them a chance. Remember, pag binasa niyo po yung story, and then you jump to chapter 5. Okay, chapter 5, we will go into chapter 5. Tinignan natin yung chronicle ng buhay ni Adam. Let's look at this. Okay, we will not read the entire chapter. That's your assignment. When you go home today, you read chapter 5 of Genesis. Sulat niyo po, assignment. Ang bihirang church, no? May assignment pa. Pastor, ayoko na po mag-aral. But may assignment pa? No, no. It will be for your own good. You read it, okay? Chapter 5 of Genesis says this. And this is the book of generations of Adam. Okay? When God created man, He created him in the likeness of God. The image of God was there, was perfect. Okay, nandun yung image ni God. He was feeling, you know, he was seeing the way God sees things. He can recreate. He can name things because that's what God was. And God is. He can recreate. Diba? So the image of God was there. Verse 2, male and female, He created them and blessed them and named them man. When they were created, man, ibig po sabihin nun, kasi yung Adam po means man or humanity. That's the Hebrew meaning ng Adam, meaning man. Okay? Hindi lang po yan si Adam. That's Adam and Eve. And when they were created, this is the interesting verse, verse 3. When Adam lived 130 years, he fathered a son in his own likeness. What happened? He was created, Adam was created in whose image? Whose image? God's image. Look at this. Adam fathered a son in his own after his image. What's so interesting is that from now on, hindi na image ni God. It is now His image. It is now the tainted, distorted image of God. It doesn't mean that wala yung image ni God kay Seth. No, no, the image of God was still there. Pero distorted na. Smeared na. Smudged na. Hindi na picture perfect. Parang pagdaming ka sa salamin, ganito. Di ba? You can still see your image, but it's distorted. That's what happened to the image of God after sin came in. They were driven out of the garden, and everyone else born after Seth carries the same image. Distorted image ni God. Something was lost. Parang pag nag-xerox ka, di ba kamay sinaserox kang marumi? Yung original mo marumi, what happened to the Xerox copy? Marumi din. Kahit 1,000,000 kopya yon, ano mangyayari? Marumi lahat. Why? Kasi yung original mo marumi. That's what happened after sin came in. The image of God in us was distorted. Every single one born after that. Kaya lahat po tayo ng pinanganak tayo. Nandun yung image ni God, pero distorted. May scar na. Because after the fall, nagkaroon ng scar. Now, let's go back. Para wala lang natin maintindihan. Let's see how Paul explained this to us. Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, who is Adam, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. Okay, that's what he's saying. Not only did Adam sin. You see, what happened here was when Adam sinned, that first sin, in chapter 3 of Genesis, what he did affected each and every one of us. Verse 13 says, for sin indeed was in the world before the law was given, but sin is not counted where there is no law. Okay? Yet death reigned from Adam to Moses. And even those who were sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type or a pattern of the one who was to come. So what happened? Basically, this is what happened. Through Adam, man's relationship with God was broken because of his sin, because of his disobedience, because for a while he thought he could be his own man, because of that sin. Okay, hindi po tayong gumawa nun. Si Adam pong gumawa nun, pero lahat po tayo apektado. Just to put it in simple terms, parang pong ivat. Di ba yung ivat? Lahat po tayo apektado. Nararamdaman niyo pagka nagbabayad kayo? Diba, may iwat lagi, no? Hindi ka makakaiwas dyan sa iwat. Diba? But that decision was not made by us. Hindi naman tayong gumawa na. Actually, expanded nga ito. Dati 10% lang, naging 12%. He ordered this. But again, it wasn't just his decision, but it was the decision of the, you know, merong nag-decide noon, and that decision was passed on to us. May choice ka ba? Wala kang choice. But that decision affected us. In the same manner, Adam's decision represented all of us. Yung ginawa niyang decision noon sa Genesis 3 affected you and me. Kaya lahat po tayo, yung image ni God sa atin, eh merong distortion. That is why the need for a perfect man. Because of that, we need a perfect man, Jesus. Kailangan natin ng last Adam. Kailangan natin, that is the need for the last Adam. Or the, you know, the perfect Adam. Verse 15 of chapter 5 says this, but the free gift, say free gift, is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, much more, it says, but the free gift is not like the trespass. Hindi ka pareho nung kasalanan, kasi yung kasalanan brought you judgment and condemnation and separation from God. Naramdaman niyo ba yung minsan, pag nag-pray ka, parang wala si God. Parang ang layo mo, God. Parang, kaya nga sumikat yung kanta ni Gary V, di ba, yung natutulog ba ang Diyos? Di ba? Kasi lahat, feeling mo ganun. Because of the sin of man, because of what Adam did, nagkakaroon tayo ng ganung feeling. But what the Bible is saying, but the free gift is not like the trespass. For if many died through one man's trespass, dahil sa kasalanan ni Adam, nagkaroon ng death. All of us have to die. You know, chapter 5 of Genesis is a chronicle of all people who died. Lahat sila naman tayo. 930 years, nabuhay si Adam and he died. His son Seth lived about 800 years and he died. And pag binasa mo yung buong chapter 5, lahat po yun namatay except for Enoch. Enoch is the only person that God took. He didn't die. Pero everyone else died. Why? Because God said, if you eat from that tree in the middle of the garden, you will surely die. That came in because of one man's sin. Much more have the grace of God. Good news po ito. Kaya huwag po kayong malungkot. Okay? Ngumiti naman po. Tingnan mo yung katabi. Ngitian mo. Tingnan mo. Sabi mo, yung grace ni God is upon you. Buti na lang. That the grace of God, much more have the grace of God and the free gift. Grace of God na, ito mo redundant to eh. Grace of God na, which is unmerited favor. Hindi mo binayaran yan, hindi mo pinagtrabuhan. It was given freely to you. And the free gift by the grace of that one man. Another one man. One man, the first Adam, who brought us death and condemnation. The last Adam, the other man, brought us much more. Much more. Hindi lang niya ni-reverse yung curse, but he has given us much more. Say much more. And the free gift is not like the result of that one man's sin, which is judgment. Following one trespass brought condemnation. But the free gift following many trespasses brought justification. Here's the amazing thing. Look at this. The verse is actually saying judgment was brought in. Okay, nagkaroon ng judgment, na-separate ka kay God, na-smerge yung image ni God, death came in, okay, judgment came in because of one man's sin, because of Adam's sin, nagkaroon ng condemnation. That's why you're condemned. Ibig sabihin, you are sentenced to die. Yun eh. Di ba condemnation? You're condemned. You're condemned to die. You are going to die. Whether you like it or not, you will die. But the question is, when you die, will you see God after? But because of Adam's sin, death came in. But the free gift, wow, the free gift. Free gift, you didn't have to pay. Okay, hindi po natin binayaran to. Hindi natin pinagtrabahuhan. It's a free gift followed by many trespasses. Ito, isang kasalanan lang eh. Yung sa kaliwa, yung kay Adam, isang kasalanan lang yun. Nagdala ng judgment and condemnation. But ito, yung ginawa ni Jesus, when Jesus came in, the last Adam, the perfect man, when he came in, many trespasses, many sin followed. Pero after the sin, you know what happened? Ano yung word? Justification. Ano po ibig sabihin ng justification? Justification means being made right relationship with God. Others would say, just as if it never happened. You've been justified. You've been made right with God. That relationship that was broken because of what Adam did in the garden is now being mended and restored because of what Jesus did. Naintindihan po ba nyo? Ba't parang hindi kayo masaya? Ako lang yata yung masaya. Di ba? Yun yung ginawa ni God eh. Di ba? Verse 17 says, "For if, because of one man's trespass, death reigned." Kaya nagkaroon ng kamatayan. That's why death came. Kung hindi sila nagkasala, walang death. Through that one man, Adam, much more. Again, that word, I love that word, much more. Because Jesus did much more than just restoring our relationship back to Him. He also gave us so much more. Much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness. Man, the free gift of righteousness, the abundance of grace. You know, Adam disobeyed God. And because he disobeyed God, you know what he did? He actually gave Satan and his cohorts the authority to demand on them and to be their master. They became the master of man. That's why, kung hindi ka pa mananampalataya, what happened? You're a slave to sin. Di ba? Lahat ng ginagawa mo, you don't have power to say no to sin. But you know what Christ did? Sabi niya, but much more those who receive the abundance grace. The abundance grace. Hindi lang grace, but abundant grace. Umaapaw. Umaapaw in right gift of righteousness. You don't have to make yourself right before God. Si God yung may gawa nun. And binigay niya yun sa'yo. Through that one man, Jesus Christ. Therefore, as one man, one trespass led to condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. Ito po ginawa ni Jesus. Okay? Basically, this is what he's saying. As we are all condemned on the account of what Adam did in the garden, we're all justified on the account of what Christ did. Palakpakan naman natin si Lord. Pero this is not to say that kahit wala kang faith kay Jesus, you will be justified. Okay, I just want to make that clear. You have to put your faith in Christ in order for you to be justified on His account. Hindi ka, walang free ride. No, walang free ride. It is something that you have, you know, meron kang faith kay God. You put your faith in Christ. So, what did Jesus do? Through Adam, our relationship with God was broken. Through Jesus, our relationship with God was restored. Contrast between the first Adam and the last Adam. Contrast between the first man and the last man. Adam brought sin into the world. That's why we're all sinners. Wala ka pang ginagawa, makasalanan ka na. That is why you don't have to teach children to lie. They will lie. Di ba? Napansin niyo ba yun? Sino po dito may anak? Sino po dito naging anak? Lahat po tayo yun. Okay? Hindi ka naman tinuruan magsinungaling. Nagsisinungaling ka eh. Di ba? Because sin came into the world. Because Adam brought that. But you know what Jesus did? He gives people the victory over sin. Amen. That is why you can say no to sin. That is why you can now live victoriously. Hindi ka na slave ng sin. Hindi yung, Pastor, talaga, hindi ko na po talaga kaya. Kasi po ginagawa na ko yung internet, yun na lang po talaga nakikita ko. Really? Teka muna, Jesus died for you. Jesus gave you His grace. Jesus gives you the power to overcome sin. Baka kaya lagi nakatulala ka dun sa screen, dun sa internet mo kasi you're not appropriating what Christ has done for you. Hello? He gave you the power. I remember po, bago po akong mananampalataya, before I became a Christian. Okay, I've said this before. Before I became a Christian, sa 10 salitang sinasabi ko, 11 mura. Grabe talaga. Di ba? Simula ng sentence, middle ng sentence, end ng sentence, mura. Na yung angle ko, ang tawag sa akin, mura. Na, yun ang palayaw ko. But you know what? When I gave my life to Jesus in 1983, December 8, 1983, He gave me the victory to say no to that. He gave me victory to say no to that. And no matter what sin problem you're facing today, God can give you victory. Because you can now say no because of the abundance grace. Abundant grace. Hello, yung grace na yung grabe. Umaapaw. What happened? Adam, because of his sin, many died because of sin. Okay, many died because of his sin. In Jesus, many live because of His grace. We are alive today because of what Christ has done. Amen? Adam, his sin results in condemnation. Di ba? Palaging feeling mo palagi kang kinukondem, feeling mo palagi kang dinajudge ni God. Di ba? Naramdaman niyo minsan? Parang nakatingin lagi sa akin si God. And then you feel condemned, you don't feel forgiven. But with Jesus, his death results in justification. That when you come before him, when you make him his Lord, your Lord and Savior of your life, when you surrender your life to him, when you appropriate what he has done on the cross for you and say, Jesus, thank you for substituting for me. Thank you for dying on the cross on my behalf. Thank you for paying the penalty of my sin. Today, I can live righteously. Not perfectly. We still sin. But you know the goodness of the Lord is? He never looked at us that way. He will always see the righteousness of Jesus in us. Amen? So what else? His disobedience, Adam's disobedience, brings sin to many. Jesus' obedience brings righteousness to many. And lastly, his sin reigns in death. Jesus, his grace reigns to bring eternal life. Here's a testimony, okay, of a man, okay, one of our international campus missionary, Dan Monterde, and his wife Iris and their children Helena and Emilio are going to Australia to help our churches actually in Australia. But amazing, this man's testimony is amazing. Before niya nakilala si Lord, okay, grabe yung buhay ng mama na to. Kasi basagulero, lasinggero, okay, laklakero, lahat ng kung ano-anong ginagawa, okay? He was addicted to so many different things. And yet when he came to know the Lord Jesus, the transformation that the Lord made in his life was amazing. Okay, now the Lord is using him, and now the Lord will use him internationally. Imagine sa Australia, he will be our missionary to Australia. Please pray for them. Okay, remember them, Dan and Iris Monterde. Because that is, ito pag tinitingnan ko sila, makikita mo talaga yung presence ni God, yung power ng gospel ni God. Why? Because God, when Jesus died on the cross, the last Adam, okay, gave us hope. What was all lost in the garden can now be restored in Christ. Look at Corinthians. So it is written, the first Adam became a living being. He became a living being, but he died. But the last Adam, Jesus, a life-giving spirit. He lived, he died, and he lived again. And now living. And that is our hope. Okay? Verse 46, the spiritual did not come first, but the natural. And after that, the spiritual. Verse 47, the first man was of the dust of the earth. The second man was from heaven. Okay, here's the difference. Adam, when he died, he returned to the dust. When Jesus died, he returned to life. And that's our hope, my friends. That should give us hope. No matter what we are going through in life today. No matter what we are going through in life today. No matter how difficult life is for you right now. Because Jesus came back to life. He can recreate us. He can reshape us. And he can restore us. Amen? Let's look at verse 48. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth. And so as the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. Verse 49, and just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, okay, just as we born the likeness of the earthly man, of Adam, because all of us carry that with us, because we were born sinners, okay, we carry that with us, this likeness. But what was lost in Adam was restored in Christ. You might be coming to church, but you're still carrying and still holding on, and you're still reflecting the image of the earthly man, Adam. Because you've never really surrendered your life to Jesus. And until you surrender your life to Jesus, until you appropriate what he has done on the cross for you, you will always be carrying that image of the earthly man, the first Adam. So shall we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. But if you give your life to Jesus, if you appropriate what the last Adam did for you, you will be bearing the likeness of the man from heaven, the last Adam, the perfect man. I want to leave you with this thought. Jesus, the perfect man, lived a perfect life, a life that we could never live. So he can perfect us. I want us to also stand. I want us just to worship the Lord. I just want us to focus on what Christ, the perfect man, did for all of us. Because there is no way, we can deal away with that image of the first Adam. We need what Christ has done so that He could replace that image with the image of the perfect Son of God. Hebrews 10 verse 14 says this, and I want to end with this verse. For by one offering, He has perfected forever. Say forever. Those who are being sanctified. Those whom He died for. Okay, if you're a believer today, I don't know what you're going through today, but we need to keep hearing the gospel. Because there are so many voices that are vying for our attention, telling us that they could satisfy us, telling us that we could find satisfaction and wholeness and fulfillment in those things. But Jesus is saying to us today that He is the perfect man that could give you fulfillment, satisfaction, and wholeness. There is no other that could offer you that. I just want you to bow down your heads and close your eyes. And if you're here today, you know you're a believer. You know that you know Christ, but you are just overwhelmed. Overwhelmed with the problem that you are facing today. And you're about to give up. Maybe it's a marriage relationship. Maybe your marriage is not doing well. Or maybe you just had a fight with your best friend. Or maybe you're a student here today and you're just overwhelmed with requirements. Or maybe you're just someone who just lost a job or about to lose a job because Jesus came back to life. You can have hope and He can give you the grace to overcome. If that's you, just raise your hands. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for God's grace upon grace upon grace to be upon you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Going through relational problems. Okay, overwhelmed with work and school or at work. Lord, I just pray for all these people right now who are raising their hands. Lord, I ask that You would let them understand that because You lived a perfect life, because You fulfilled all the righteousness of the Father, we can have hope. We can have victory. We can have grace upon grace upon grace upon grace to overcome. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for Your grace.
You just heard a podcast from Victory. To access other podcasts, download the Victory app today. Visit victory.org.ph/iOS app for iTunes or victory.org.ph/Android app for Android phones.